Hi, I'm Seth Peake.
And I'm Ryan Peake.
And we're the Peake Brothers.
Hey there, glad you could make it. Come on in.
Wow, your kitchen looks amazing. So does your whole house.
Thanks. We just had our cabinets refinished by Peake Painting. They did such a fantastic job, we had them come back and paint our whole living area.
I guess you could say they have your stamp of approval.
Yes, sir. Just like everyone else on Google and Yelp. Booking a quote is easy. Just go to peakpainting.com. That's peekpainting.com. And book a time and day that fits your schedule. No back and forth phone tag. Just click and book.
Sounds too easy.
Hi, I'm Seth Peake.
And I'm Ryan Peake.
And we're the Peake Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peake Painting at peekpainting.com.
Are you ready to elevate your golf game and experience the beauty of San Luis Obispo County? Introducing the 2025 SLO County Golf Cart. It's your ticket to an unforgettable golfing season. For just $125, enjoy unlimited access to not one, not two, but three incredible courses, Morro Bay, Chalk Mountain, and Dairy Creek. But there's more. When you buy your SLO County Golf Card, you receive a free round of golf at Morro Bay, one free round at Chalk Mountain, a free round at Dairy Creek, and even a free hour at Swing Time. You also celebrate your special day with a free round of golf on your birthday. Take advantage of the special rate of $15 for a round of golf through March 29th of next year. Ready to swing into action? Then purchase your 2025 SLO County Golf Card at any of the pro shops or online at slocountygolf.com.
Prices go up January 1st, 2025.
Hi, this is Chris from We Help You Legal. Legal documents should be simple and affordable. At We Help You Legal, there are no lawyers and no high costs. Just certified experts to assist you with living trusts, wills, divorce matters, corporations, and LLCs.
Hi, I'm Christina. We also offer notary services. You can find us online at wehelpyoulegal.com or call 805-237-7770.
We Help You Legal, your Central Coast legal document company.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, December 30th, 2024. I'm Kevin Will.
New Year's Eve bonfire celebration in Paso Robles tomorrow night. Rollover incident on Highway 46 from a drowsy driver. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today, highs in the low 60s. It's 43 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, solar for savings, battery backup security. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazing Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The city of Paso Robles will be holding its free New Year's Eve celebration tomorrow night in the downtown city park. The event runs from 7 to 11 p.m. and is designed for all ages. Entertainment for tomorrow will be the Lucky Devils Band, returning from last year's celebration. Guests can enjoy drinks from local vendors as well as food trucks. The family-friendly countdown will begin at 9 p.m., aligning with midnight on the East Coast, which lets attendees celebrate and still make it home before midnight. The bonfire will be in the decomposed granite area. Enjoy this New Year's Eve bonfire celebration tomorrow night from 7 to 11 p.m. CHP responded to a vehicle rollover incident on Highway 46 near Shandon on Friday morning. The CHP says a driver from the Central Valley was commuting a long distance when he fell asleep at the wheel and drove it off the highway between two bridges. His vehicle landed on its roof 150 feet off the roadway into a dry riverbed. CHP says the driver managed to extricate themselves and wave down help. CHP takes this time to remind drivers that drowsy driving is dangerous. Be well rested before driving, and if you are drowsy, pull over and rest. Cayucas Pier closed following high surf damage. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blazing Bear Insurance Services. protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin' Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesdays starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. The Cayucas Pier has once again been closed to the public due to recent damage to the pier. Another piling broke away during the recent high surf advisory. The pier was closed earlier this year in February due to piling damage suffered by the winter storms. The county says they plan to remove the last 15 feet of the pier, as the rest of it is in good shape. A reminder that New Year's Day is Wednesday, with some closures beginning on New Year's Eve. Federal offices, the Postal Service, banks, and local government facilities will all be closed in observance of the holiday on the 1st. The city of Paso Robles says their closures will start at 5 p.m. on the 31st. Trash, recycling, and green waste collection will be delayed by one day starting on Wednesday as well. Some retail stores and restaurants may be open for New Year's Day, but with modified hours. The California Highway Patrol will be entering their New Year's maximum enforcement period starting at 6 p.m. on December 31st. The MEP will go through Wednesday, January 1st at 11:59 p.m. All available CHP officers will be patrolling to ensure travelers are driving safe. During last year's maximum enforcement period during the New Year's holiday, 892 DUI arrests were made statewide in CHP's jurisdiction. CHP also says 5 deaths were recorded during those 30 hours. If you spot a driver who appears to be impaired while on the road, CHP asks you to call 911 immediately and be ready to provide details. Dozens of laws will go into effect in California starting 2025. Here are some of those laws now. AB 1774 prohibits the modification of an electric bicycle speed capability to the extent where it no longer meets the definition of an electric bicycle. It also prohibits the sale of such modifications. AB 1799 allows California district attorneys to work with other DAs to consolidate charges of retail theft crimes that occur across multiple counties. SB 1105 allows agricultural workers to use paid sick days to prevent the effects of working outdoors in dangerous conditions such as smoke or extreme heat. SB 1395 will make it easier for local governments to approve the construction of tiny homes to assist homeless residents. Local news was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified 5-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:13. California news coming up next.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And thanks to you, Scott, from Atascadero, for the nice words about Davis Body Shop. However, Scott is not the only one who feels that way about Davis Body Shop. Listen to what Peggy C. has to say.
Our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
And Davis Body Shop has a 100% guarantee. Davis Body Shop, Atascadero, and Davis Body Shop, Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
California headline news. The death of former President Jimmy Carter at the age of 100 Sunday, bringing tributes from the many who knew him, worked with him, or simply met him. People like Aaron Rank with Southern California Habitat for Humanity, who built homes alongside Carter in San Pedro in 2007.
He would be the first one on the build site every morning. He would be the last one to leave every day. He would make sure that every house was progressing on time.
Carter had been a longtime advocate for affordable housing, and through the Carter Work Project, thousands of homes were built around the world. Democratic California Congressman Ro Khanna defending the H-1B immigration visa program as debate rages over whether it steals American jobs.
You want to bring back new jobs, you need to have the investment in reindustrialization of America and places left out, and that's what we should be talking about.
Khanna on Fox News Sunday, many of President-elect Trump's political allies contend the program will allow foreigners to take American jobs. Gas prices in the state, $4.35 a gallon, up 2 cents from last week. Jeff Scott, California News.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting and rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text LOSE to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text LOSE to 200-300. That's LOSE to 200-300. LOSE to 200-300.
Happy holidays from Pastor Rubel's Radio Shack. We are having a Black Friday special sale that will be continuing the entire month of December. That includes the RBG gaming headsets that are plug and play for your PC, PS, and Xbox. Also, we have DVD players, 9-inch and 14-inch, with TV tuners, rechargeable batteries, AC and DC powered, and a wide selection of radio-controlled toys, cars and trucks for the paved surfaces and the rough grass surfaces as well. Radio-controlled boats that will right themselves if they turn over in the weeds, drones that you can fly from your cell phone like a pilot. Also, the educational kits for the beginning electrician. Remember, we have a wide selection of batteries with a special on the 32-pack AA alkaline batteries for $14.99. Come check us out at 1171 Creston Road, number 109 in Paso Robles, where Black Friday sales continue through the month of December.
KPRL News continues at 7:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Dignified Hope Care, assisting seniors part-time or 24/7 with quality caregiving and nursing care from Orchid to Paso Robles. Scientists have recently discovered a way to remove toxic compounds from potatoes and tomatoes, which may make them safer to eat and easier to store. Potato plants naturally produce chemicals that protect them from insects, which is also harmful to humans. Sometimes the production of this chemical can be induced into the tubers, part of the potato plant that is eaten even after harvest. Researchers believe they can potentially engineer the plant to control the chemical production into the leaves and not the tubers themselves. Food and Farm News is brought to you by Dignified Hope Care. Trust the medical care staff officially licensed to serve our seniors across the Central Coast. Call 805-510-1234. DignifiedHopeCare.com. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street in Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Monday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Pacific West Steel. High-quality metal roofing solutions for all commercial, residential, and agriculture needs. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the low 60s, north-northeast winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. A few passing clouds tonight, lows right around 30, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the upper 50s, northeast winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Wednesday, mostly sunny on Thursday, partly cloudy on Friday into the weekend, mostly sunny on Monday next week. Low 60s Wednesday, mid-60s Thursday and Friday, low 60s on Saturday and Sunday, 65 a week from today. Currently, it is 43 degrees and mostly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Pacific West Steel. High-quality metal roofing solutions for all commercial, residential, and agriculture needs. KPRL News Time is 7:19.
If you're in need of tires or exceptional auto service, then head on over to American West Tire and Auto in Atascadero. They're your go-to destination for top brand name tires that'll keep you cruising smoothly on the road ahead. But that's not all. Their full service repair shop is geared up and ready to tackle any automotive challenge you throw their way. American West Tire and Auto, 8750 El Camino Real, Atascadero, or online at AmericanWestTireAndAuto.com.
Are you experiencing cold or allergy symptoms, or are you looking for a new multivitamin or probiotic? Hi, I'm Josie, manager of the Natural Alternative Nutrition Center in Paso Robles. If you are looking for a way to jumpstart your day, we are the store for you. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff can help get you on track for a healthier, happier living. The Natural Alternative, open 7 days a week, located at 1213 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles. Stop in or order online today.
Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast.
Call Ranch Wi-Fi 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The stock market kicking off its final trading week of 2024 Monday. The markets will be closed on Wednesday in observance of New Year's Day. No major companies scheduled to release quarterly results this week. The Institute for Supply Management releasing its Chicago Business Barometer for December today, with a reading falling below expectations at 42.2. The forecast was 42.7. A reading below 50 indicates contraction of the manufacturing sector. Big Lots reaching an agreement with Gordon Brother Retail Partners to keep hundreds of stores opened and save thousands of jobs. The Columbus, Ohio discount retailer filed for bankruptcy in September. Variety Wholesalers plans to purchase between 200 and 400 Big Lots stores and to keep the Big Lots name. And that's your Fox Business Report. I'm Laura Cantor, invested in you.
Why pay more for prescriptions? Stop overpaying and start saving with SingleCare. It's easy. Find your prescription on SingleCare.com, show the coupon at the pharmacy, and start saving. SingleCare works at pharmacies nationwide and is completely free to use, whether you have insurance or not. So the next time you fill a prescription, check SingleCare to make sure you're getting the best price. Take control of your prescription costs. Go to SingleCare.com or download the free app today.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Elite RV and Boat Storage in Paso Robles is now open. They're not your typical open-air dirt lot. Elite RV and Boat Storage is fully fenced, fully paved, and each space is covered. Their state-of-the-art facility includes security and video cameras monitored 24/7 with motion detectors safeguarding every covered parking space, a professional RV wash station with spot-free rinse, vacuum station, trickle charging, air compressor, a dump station, propane, accessory store, and they offer free ice. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Don't let your RV or boat get sunbleached. Allow decal fading or let it deteriorate in the dust.
Hi, this is Kit.
trust your RV and boat to locally owned and operated Elite RV and Boat Storage at 4210 Right Way off of Dry Creek Road next to the Estrella Warbirds Museum. Call Elite RV and Boat Storage at 805-801-3889 or online at EliteRVandStorage.com. Ask about a free month.
Wesley here from Stove and Spa Center. I just wanted to thank you for letting us make your life more comfortable for 35 years. You can see and explore all of our hearth products, wood, gas, pellet, and electric, to keep you warm and cozy during cold and wet winters. Or maybe you're looking to enjoy the benefits of what hot tub's soothing water can do for your body and to melt away the stress that living today brings on. Or perhaps you want to get in better shape this year by exercising in one of our swim spas. There are many models and sizes. We even have models with treadmills built into them. We have a large showroom with lots of the products we sell. Plus, lead times to get products have been greatly reduced. And of course, you can still get all the supplies and even get your water tested for your pool and spa. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Come check us out at Stove and Spa Center, 7485 El Camino Real at Tascadero, between Curbarel and Moore Roads. All products we offer are on our website at stoveandspa.com.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech, ready to go. And it's brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, 5025 El Camino Real at Tascadero. They are your Honda power equipment dealer. 238-5775-238-KPRL. To join us on the Monday edition of Right Choice.
Met a man wearing a t-shirt, said Virginia is for lovers. Had a Bible in his left hand and a bottle in the other. He said all you're really given is the sunshine in your name. We both started laughing when the sky started to rain.
KPRL.
Get along down the road. We got a long, long way to go. Scared to live, scared to die. We ain't perfect, but we try. Get along while we can. Always give love the upper hand. Paint a wall, learn to dance. Call your mom, buy a boat. Drink a beer, sing a song. Make a friend, can't we all get along?
The Morning Exchange.
All right, real estate. I'll be talking with Fred Bruin this afternoon, 12:30 to 1. Susanna has the day off, and we'll have a little history of the fabulous Chess Records out of Chicago in the 1 o'clock hour. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Kevin.
Hey there, Daff. What's up?
Well, you mentioned you got a confirmation letter. Do they send those to everybody, or do you have to ask for that special?
No, I prefer to tell, I told them to send it on the email, but I never got it on the email. They just sent it, you know, through the post office.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I never got one, but they gave me the letters and the number confirmation numbers.
So, but you don't have anything officially from the company?
No, just the numbers that they gave me.
Well?
Over the phone.
Hmm. Boy. Well, make sure you hold on to it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm going to hold on to that.
As a matter of fact, I have, because I still have this card, I have the confirmation number, the date, and the time that I called.
Yeah. I put that on that also.
Yeah. It's because trust no one.
Yeah. And the name of the guy that I talked to.
I wasn't as smart as you. I didn't ask for that. But
well, I wish I would have asked for the confirmation letter. I was going to until he gave me the confirmation numbers, you know.
No, well, he told me that he was going to be sending me because I said, well, why don't you just send it in the email? He says, well, no, we do this. And so anyway, that's it. But so make sure you double check when you get your bill.
Yeah, I'll do that. Oh, I had a heck of a time getting through to him, though, with my landline. Yeah, I thought I was on hold, and they never did say it was 3CE, but it said that I was being recorded, and then it was like somebody trying to sell me stuff. Yeah, and the first question was, do you want, you know, those alert things that people put on their necks, you know, in case they fall.
Yeah.
they asked me, do I want one of those? You know, so I figured, well, since it's 3CE, it said, press 1 if you want one. I think so. I thought I was with 3CE. So I pressed 1. Then all of a sudden they started saying my name, like to confirm my name, and I just hung up immediately. And then I tried calling them, you know, about 3 or 4 more times, and I kept getting that same place. And then the second question would be, are you on Medicare or Social Security, and do you need insurance help? And then it kept going on, one question after another, do I want this, do I want that? And then in the middle of it, I faintly heard a recording saying, call 911 or 411. And so I finally just gave up and figured, oh, I'll use my cell phone. And when I used my cell phone, I got through immediately. But then I called the telephone company and told them about it, and they said that they thought it was just the wires got weirded out somehow, because the copper wires in the landline. So I said, should I call the sheriff and I report it? And they said, oh, no, because they'll just call us and ask us the same thing you just did.
Well, I never heard of that, because I use the, you know, our phone here at KPRL, which is a landline, and you know, I called the 877 number, and again, no issue. The they didn't try to do a sales pitch on me like I've heard some people say. They just asked me why I was not why I wasn't going to continue with them or want to be with them. And it was funny, because the second option they gave me was because I was, not exactly these words, but because, are you not opting in, is because you were forced in? And I said, yes, that's the reason.
Yeah. Okay, well, I just wanted to ask about that confirmation letter that you said you got, and so I wish I would have got one.
Well, as I said, keep that number.
Yeah. Okay. Well, okay, hey, have a happy New Year's, Kevin.
Thank you. You too.
Welcome.
238-577-5238-KPRL to join us this morning. So Jimmy Carter was a nice guy. And he, last hour, the guy called in and said, you know, with the submarines, look, you could probably go and listen to most presidents under certain circumstances where they do something, you go, you know what, that was pretty good. That was pretty good, you know, maybe when it comes to something unfortunate happened. But I look at it, that's their job. So I'm not going to put them on a pedestal for that, because that's what they're supposed to do in particular times. But if we go back and look at the economy and how it didn't get better under Jimmy Carter, and the energy crisis, which, you know, to the extent is that had to do with what was going on in the Middle East, the revolution. But again, the decisions that were made, and the fact that he didn't get along with Congress. He had an extremely poor relationship with Congress. He typically refused to conform. Well, he avoided phone calls from members of Congress. And he was unwilling to return political favors, and he verbally insulted people from Congress, obviously not in the forefront, because he just wasn't that type of person. He did it behind the scenes. But you also had some things, the Panama Canal, the Chrysler Corporation bailout, and also something that he tried to embrace was a health care reform that was similar to the, if you remember, the Ted Kennedy sponsored universal national health care insurance. Carter wanted to do this as well. And, of course, he established the United States Department of Education. How has that turned out over the years? There are just so many things. And, again, the Panama Canal and some other things that hit. And, okay, it's over and over. He was a nice man. So what? People don't like Trump, but he got things done. So anyway, he lived a very long life, and he did a lot of good things outside of his presidency. So, anyway, maybe you have some thoughts, particularly those who were living under the 15-18% interest rates. Remember that? I do simply because of my parents. It was not easy. Not easy. All right, 238-577-5238-KPRL. And anything that may be on your minds, change the subject at any time. And I came across something on, again, this is an ongoing issue, in particularly in the state of California, on the homelessness issue. And I don't know where this guy is from. I think he's a mayor of, I don't know what city here, in California, but he wrote a little piece, and it's very well, okay, he's the mayor of El Cajon, California, and he has been outspoken on how the state has handled the homelessness crisis. And he said, you know, we didn't have this issue in the 70s or the 80s. Now, we've always had some people, you know, hanging around the streets, but he has gone on to say and write a pretty nice piece on how this has become an industry and how the government continues to mishandle it, and he thinks somewhat on purpose.
This is because
Hi, good morning. Can you turn down your radio, please?
I do it as soon as I hear you on the phone. Just wanted to make a comment about the first hour when you talked about Jimmy Carter. He was a good man, but he was a terrible president. And, you know, we had the soaring interest rates. We had gas lines. Our foreign policy was a nightmare. It seemed like everything he did was just terrible. And I don't know. I guess what I'm calling about is I used to think he was the worst president we ever had, but now we've had Obama and Biden, and they topped the cake. So he's probably going to heaven with the thought of, well, I'm no longer the worst president there ever was because we have successfully gone through, you know, 8 years of Obama and 4 years of Biden. And our situation in this country is abysmal. It's terrible. Not only financially, but, you know, our foreign relations around the world are far worse. We have more wars than we've had under Trump. I've called in a number of times to complain about my concern about the national debt. It's at that point of bursting. And so, I don't think anyone really knows how bad it will be when our economy just totally collapses. It's like the Weimar Republic, when you couldn't get to the supermarket fast enough before the prices of everything went up.
Let me ask you a question, and I'm not disagreeing with you at all. How many people do you think care about the trillions of dollars that we're in debt? I mean, really, considering. And the reason why I'm asking that is because when you just look at the state of California, or you can look at our own government that is in the hole for millions of dollars, yet we continue to vote tax increases to give to the government that can't contribute. They can't control themselves with spending. Yet we keep giving them money. So overall, do you think people really give a damn about inflation? I mean, the budget.
You know, I semi-answered that question last week when I posed the question, how many voters out there are on the dole? How many people are getting subsidies from the government? Because as long as you're getting freebies from the government, you don't have any concern about raising taxes, because for the most part, you're not paying in.
So how many
people in our country are not paying taxes? I mean, we're all paying sales tax, that's more local, but when we talk about income tax and federal tax, how many people are actually paying into the system because they don't care?
They don't care.
If they want a new project and they're not paying anything in, they will vote for that new project from their point of view. You know, the gravy train is coming and they're going to be on it.
I would agree 100%. That's kind of why I asked the question, because I don't think people really, really care or really understand the ramifications of it. Just like they don't understand the ramifications of long-term consequences on the bonds they vote for, on what the real cost is going to be.
It reminds me of the woman that was reminded that, you know, her account was overdrawn, and her remark to the bank was, well, that can't be. I still have checks. So just because you have a check, well, they can continue to write, and it's not a problem. But in reality, there's nothing to back it up. And, you know, with the quantitative easing, you know, all these beautiful terms that the government comes up with, which is meant to mislead people. You know, if you were to ask anybody today, what is quantitative easing? Most people really don't know what it is. But basically, it was the printing of dollars and the expanding of our money supply to continue to live the lifestyle they've become accustomed to, because we don't pay down our debt. We just expand it. Obama came up with a term called too big to fail. I mean, there is no accountability at all.
All right, so let me throw this at you as well. In a lot of instances, we blame the educational system for how people have voted. You know, the dumbing down of the education system, et cetera, et cetera. Now, that's been taking place over the course of many years. However, there was a generation that's still alive now that learned the basics of a dollar and the importance. Yet, those people who tend to vote more as far as a percentage are helping to continue to add to the cost of government. So why are they doing it? Is it the same answer? Because of the handouts?
I think there's something about credit and borrowing money that becomes addictive. There are some people that know how to manage credit, but there's an awful lot of people that don't know how to handle credit. And I guess it just comes down to a certain kind of discipline, most depending upon, you know, the way people use their credit. You can use credit responsibly, and then you can use it irresponsibly. And that goes without saying. We've got people in debt up to their eyeballs, and other people handle it very well and have made money doing it. When it comes to credit, it's a very difficult thing to wrap your head around.
Again, I'm guessing, you know, at the end of the month, don't most people wish they didn't see that they owed money, whether it's on their credit cards or anything else? So why would they continue to compound the problem or the issue of the money? And also regarding the same thing with the government, why would they continue to do that? It just doesn't make sense to me at all.
Well, I think it's quite simple, really. Ultimately, when you're dealing with people and you're living beyond your means, you reach a point of bankruptcy.
Okay, so
so the government can't do that.
Would you say that most Americans probably live beyond their means?
Yes.
I would agree. That's because, you know, a couple times a year you'll hear that, you know, the average American owes $7,000 or $8,000 on their credit card, and I always go, "My gosh, how can you let that happen?" Now I know there are people that, well, you know, Kevin, sometimes think I understand things come up, but for an average of the people in the United States to be that high in debt on their credit card, I'm thinking, well, okay, they're trying to live the high life. And put it over on their friends and neighbors like they're somebody special, and they're not.
Well, it comes back to some. It's like drinking responsibly. You know, you can have a couple of beers, and I've sat with some people that the drinking will not stop until all the beer is gone or until the whole bottle is empty, then you can have people have a responsible drink. It just depends on the individual. And you know, that once again, it comes down to personal responsibility. Some people are responsible and some people don't care.
Well,
and that's what we have in our government today. Most of them don't care. The whole concept of American government anymore is to spend, spend, spend.
Well, look what cities and so forth. Everything has to look like the Taj Mahal. Everything has to look homogenized. It's ugly. It's really ugly.
It's not living within your means.
Nope.
And there's a price to pay. And the thing is, we've got examples throughout history of what happens when a country finally loses their money. It's bad. And then the spinoff is we've gone into two world wars.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Indeed. All right, sir. I appreciate the call.
Thank you.
All right. This is somewhat interesting, maybe not surprising. This has to do with it. Jim Cotta. In a 1990 Gallup survey, 45% of respondents said they approved of the overall job that Carter did as president, leaving only Nixon and Johnson with lower ratings. Now, move forward to a 2006 poll, 61% of respondents said they approved of the job Carter did as president, his highest since 1979, and the next year, in 2007, a Gallup survey found that 69% of respondents had a favorable opinion of Carter. Now, the favorable opinion, it doesn't indicate here whether that has to do with his work for Habitat, not necessarily just as president, but also it's the short memory of the American people as well. Because here would be an interesting question to throw out regarding Nixon. Now, Nixon left the office in disgrace. But, as president, did he do a good job? Something to think about as we exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. CHP responded to a vehicle rollover incident on Highway 46 near Shanton early Friday morning. A driver fell asleep at the wheel and drove it off the highway between two bridges, landing on its roof and into a dry riverbed. The driver managed to extricate themselves and wave down help. CHP takes his time to remind drivers that drowsy driving is dangerous. A reminder that for New Year's Day, federal offices, the Postal Service, banks, and local government facilities will all be closed in observance of the holiday. The city of Paso Robles says their closures will start at 5 p.m. on the 31st. Some retail stores and restaurants may be open for New Year's Day, but with modified hours. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies today, highs in the low 60s, it's 43 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm Paul Stevens. President Biden offering his condolences on the death of the 39th U.S. President Jimmy Carter at the age of 100.
Millions of people all around the world, all over the world, feel they lost a friend as well, even though they never met him. And that's because Jimmy Carter lived a life measured not by words, but by his deeds.
Mr. Biden scheduling Jimmy Carter's state funeral in Washington for January 9th and declaring that day a national day of mourning. The southeast reeling from severe weather on Sunday.
Fast-moving strong storms tore through the south. At least four people were killed. Nearly 40 tornadoes were reported across Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Georgia Saturday, leaving a path of destruction in their wake. Thousands of utility customers remain without power.
Fox's Marianne Rafferty. Thousands of flights in the area were delayed or canceled. America's listening to Fox News.
For over 87 years, H.M. Holloway has been serving the farmers of Central California, and they very much appreciate your patronage. And H.M. Holloway will continue to offer quality, dependable service. H.M. Holloway, wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Pacific West Steel, specializing in metal roofing and metal siding for homes, barns, awnings, commercial buildings, and more. Offering customers multiple product solutions. No job is too big or too small. For longevity, energy savings, and durability, call Adam Andrade, Pacific West Steel, the industry leader, 805-238-1783. That's 805-238-1783 for Pacific West Steel.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Well, well, well. A little clouds and sunshine on your Monday. Oh, boy. Highs should be in the low 60s, partly to mostly cloudy tonight and overnight. End up turning out. Oh, let's see. I got a sneeze and a yawn back to back. That's unusual. Mostly sunny on your Tuesday. High right around 60. And then Wednesday, right around the low 60s with some clouds, mid-60s Thursday, Friday, low 60s Saturday, Sunday, low 60s, and sunny mid-60s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 3, up and down, 7:13 a.m. and bingo, 5 p.m. We are at 43. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com. Community Calendar is brought to you by American Riviera Bank. They are on the corner of 16th and Spring. We'll celebrate the arrival of 2025 with a spectacular New Year's Eve concert from San Luis Obispo Symphony and a riveting performance of Gershwin's masterpiece, Rhapsody in Blue. So enjoy that. That will take place at the, oh, by the way, it will the countdown will coincide with the East Coast ball drop in Times Square. And this is, of course, taking place at the Performing Arts Center in San Luis Obispo, 7:30, December 31st. That is tomorrow. And you can request tickets. Call the symphony at 805-543-3533 or email info@slowsymphony.org and bring in the new year in a magical, magical way. Also coming up this Friday, it is We Are One Cool Earth. It's a nonprofit that has gardens in 36 schools. They will be teaming with the rare fruit growers of the Central Coast to teach all of us how to prune the fruit trees. And that will take place at the garden at the Shandon Elementary School this Friday from 1 till 3. They'll have some hot cider and some snacks. So bring pruners, shears, and let's see here. It's loppers if you have them. All right, that's this Friday, and learn how to do it the right way. Community Calendar was brought to you by American Riviera Bank. They're always looking for the best way to serve you.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries. Hey, oh, Adrian. Brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. One block north of the park. All right. Winding down the year here, we have Nicholas Buckman, Melinda Cowden, Lisa Walter, Henry Hamm, Kathleen Chambers, Gisela Olson, Garrett Barnhard, Mark Menicky, Robert Kincaid, says Susan Maccabee. Well, well, well. Javier Jesus Hernandez and Brian and Shannon Tarwater. So happy birthday and happy anniversary. This list today is something else. Indeed it is, man. I could put a lot of people on the top, but... Okay, Rudyard Kipling, the novelist, 1865-1936. Simon Guggenheim, the philanthropist, 1867-1941. We have, let's see here. Who else? Burt Parks. Well, let me back up. Jeanette Nolan, the actress, 1911-1998, and then Burt Parks, 1914-1992. Jo Van Fleet, the actress, 1914, 1996. Jack Lord, book him, Dano, 1920, 1998. The one and only, Bo Diddley, 1928, 2008. Oh, the lady from Kentucky, man, loves Skeeter Davis. 1931, 2004, Joseph Bologna, the writer, 1934, 2017. Russ Tamblyn from West Side Story, 1934. My goodness. The left-hander from Brooklyn, New York. Sandy Koufax, 1935. Jack Riley. He was that character in the Bob Newhart show. He was a funny guy. 1936, 2013. This gentleman wrote one of the best songs of all time, Gentle on My Mind, John Hartford, 1937, 2001. From Peter, Paul, and Mary, Paul Stuckey, 1937. The great Del Shannon, 1939, 1990. The great Mel Renfro, 1941. Jimbo Nance played with the Boston Patriots. Also, he was one of the succession of great running backs that come out of Syracuse. You had Jim Brown, Ernie Davis, Jim Nance, Larry Zonka, and Floyd Little. That ain't too bad. And he was also the NCAA heavyweight wrestling champion. He died in 1992. Michael Nesmith of the Monkees, 1942. Davy Jones of the Monkees, 1945. Died in 2012. Patti Smith, the singer, 1946. Love ELO. Jeff Lynne, the singer and lead guy of it, 1947. Meredith Vieira, TV host, 1953. Very good country singer, Susie Bogus, 1956. Tracy Ullman, 1959. She's quite the character. Sean Hannity, 1961. Ben Johnson, 1961, the sprinter. Also, we have Kerry Collins, quarterback, 1972. Don Reed, basketball. Tiger Woods, 1975. Kenyon Martin, not a bad hoopster. He was born in 1977. LeBron James, 1984. Carson Wentz, 1992. That's a lot on the list. Passing away on this day, Barbara Wawa Walters, 2022. Don Wells from Gilligan's Island, 2020. Good Riddance, Saddam Hussein, 2006. Grigor Rasputin, 1916. Amelia Jenks Bloomer, the Bloomers, 1894. Also passing away. Artie Shaw, the band leader. Clarinet guy, 2004. Lou Ayer is a pretty good actor. He died in 1996. The talent agent of Cole Porter, Ernest Hemingway, and others. Swifty Lazar, he died in 1993. Richard Rodgers, Oscar and Hammerstein stuff. He teamed with him in 1979. All right, going to the top of the list today. Well, we know LeBron's with the Lakers, so that ain't happening. Koufax with the Bums, so that ain't happening. Could have put Del Shannon or Skeeter Davis, but I got to give this guy his crew because he was a fabulous athlete. When he was in high school in Oregon, he was in the same backfield as Terry Baker. Well, who was Terry Baker? Well, Terry Baker went on to win the Heisman Trophy in 1962. Mel Renfro took over as quarterback when Baker graduated, and then Mel went to the University of Oregon and was taken in the second round by the Dallas Cowboys. He ended up two-time Super Bowl champion. Led the NFL one time with interceptions, kickoff returns as well. And he ended up with 52 interceptions in his career. Oh, and by the way, when he was at the University of Oregon, he was also helped Oregon in track and field to the championship. He was a sprinter, a jumper, and just a marvelous, marvelous athlete. There was some wondering if he could have played wide receiver in the NFL, and by most accounts, yes, but he was needed and played the backfield, so to speak, the defensive backfield for the Dallas Cowboys. Tom Landry knew what he was doing. Hall of Famer Mel Renfro goes to the top.
Local News Update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. The city of Paso Robles will be holding its free New Year's Eve celebration tomorrow night in the downtown city park. The event runs from 7 to 11 p.m. and is designed for all ages. Entertainment will be the Lucky Devils Band returning from last year. A countdown begins at 9 p.m., aligning with midnight on the East Coast. Cayucas Pier has once again been closed to the public due to recent damage. Another piling broke away during the recent high waves. The county says they plan to remove the last 15 feet of the pier, as the rest of it is in good shape. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies today, highs in the low 60s, it's 43 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, MarsMegaStorage.com.
Now, by 1966, despite him being an all-pro at safety, the Cowboys named him their starting running back to improve the offense. Well, that changed, and they had Dan Reeves came in, Don Perkins, and the rest, Walt Garrison and those guys. Anyway, Hall of Famer Mel Renfro to the top this hour, brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.